A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictates in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after their marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. In coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple according to the law of Moses, even though they both knew that this child was from God in a very special way. They did not think themselves above the law. There they encountered by Simeon, who proclaims that now he is ready to die because he has seen the one who is to be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for Israel. What did they think? How did they feel? The event is commemorated as a joyful mystery of the Rosary. Perhaps their joy stemmed from the realization that someone else, someone considered a holy man, knew that this child was from God and destined to accomplish, they knew not what exactly, but something extraordinary for God. Perhaps Simeon's words stirred up a fresh wave of humility in both Mary and Joseph, as they were reminded of the great privilege they had in caring for this child. But like so many events in life, their joy was not pure joy. Simeon tells Mary that her son shall be a sign of contradiction for many, and that she herself will suffer. This prophecy began to be fulfilled at that moment. What mother would not suffer to learn that her child is destined for suffering? Luke tells us that they returned to Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. But Mary could not have forgotten Simeon's words. They must have always been in the back of her mind, wondering how and when would these things take place. How did she go on with life and enjoy the simple pleasures of watching her son grow and caring for him? How did she abandon herself to the moment and live each event in such a way that this prophecy did not constantly preoccupy her and color her whole outlook on life, robbing her of joy and peace of mind? The surrender which Mary offered to God at the Annunciation was not a one-time offering. The trust she placed in God's power and loving providence was not a one-time act of her will. Mary's surrender was woven into the fabric of her life. Her trust permeated all her actions and dispositions throughout those hidden years at Nazareth as the child grew and became strong and filled with wisdom. And when the time came for Simeon's words to be fulfilled, Mary was ready to surrender again, to say fiat again, to trust again. Mary had peace of mind because she knew that the God who sustained her throughout her life would remain with her when she would witness the sufferings of her son and feel the sword that would pierce her own heart. We are called to look at Mary as our model. There are times for most of us when we anticipate suffering in our lives, serious illness, growing old, separation from our loved ones, sharing in the suffering of those we love, the pain of our human condition. Yet, we are called to live each day, the days that bring sorrow, but the days also that bring joy, to appreciate the present moment, the now of our lives. By our profession of trust, by our surrender to God's loving and provident will, we can know that when the time comes for us to accept the very difficult things that this human condition has to offer, God will give us the strength we need to get through it, and that God will use whatever it may be to help transform us into the person God intended when God created us. We ask Mary, the mother of Jesus and our mother, to pray that we may learn from her how to enjoy and live fully all the events of our life, knowing that we are in the hands of our loving God.